Zebaton sagged in the chair, but looked the salamander in the eye. I'm Kayran Zebaton. I'm an archaeologist, and I came here to excavate relics. No more lies, or I'll kill you here, now! Leodrak warned, priming his bolter. We didn't survive the betrayal of Istvan with a great deal of patience. Speak truthfully! Leodrak's hand was suddenly around Sebaton's throat and lifting him out of the chair. As the ground fell away beneath him, Zebaton felt his larynx being slowly crushed.
I can't speak with your hand around my throat, he croaked, feet dangling in midair.
Snarling, Leodrak threw the man down. Zebaton sprawled, bouncing hard off his right shoulder, but landing with some grace on all fours. Scurrying backwards into a corner of the room, he thought about using the ring, but the three warriors had him cornered. He saw Domados properly for the first time. The iron hand was heavily cybernetic. Most of his left side had been reconstructed, the mechanism of his body visible through the gaps in his black armor. His throat and lower jaw were completely augmetic, and puckered scar tissue ringed the area around where his left eye should have been, but where instead a red lens flashed as it refocused on its target. Maglocking his bolter to his thigh, Leodrak advanced on Zebaton. They were in pain, all of these warriors, and like anyone in that position, they wanted to lash out.
I'll crush the truth out of you!
Stop!
A fourth figure stepped into the light, the one whom Zebaton had seen observing from the shadows. Leodrak faced the legionary angrily.
It's under control!
Now Leodrak had turned, Zebaton saw the chunk of bone tusk jutting from his armored hide. It was split, little more than a stump. The legionary who had interrupted was a salamander, too, and wore fine crafted armor like his comrades, but had his helmet clamped to his thigh. His hair was cut into a red crest that perfectly bisected his scalp. A scar throbbed under his right eye, but he wasn't blind in it, nor did it ruin his noble countenance.
You lost that when you nearly choked him, brother.
He gestured to the door.
Shenra is outside. Something tripped the sentries.
Leodrak suddenly looked concerned.
Both guns?
Sensors, tarantula sentries, everything.
How far out?
First marker.
Zebaton had no idea what they were talking about, but it sounded serious. Leodrak's anger returned with interest.
All the more reason to put this one in the fire.
I hope he's speaking metaphorically, said Zebaton.
He is,
said the other salamander, but Leodrak didn't give that impression at all.
We make him talk. Tell us everything he knows,
he snarled, clutching the grip of his sidearm.
By force-feeding him your bolter?
If necessary.
Out,
the other salamander said flatly.
What?
You heard me, Leo. You'll kill him if you stay in this room. I can see it in your eyes.
Leodrak's eyes were burning with the heat of a firestorm. His knuckles cracked, and for a few seconds he stood his ground before capitulating.
Apologies, Captain. I forget myself.
Yes, you do, Leo. Now, leave us.
Leodrak did as ordered, prompting Domados to guard the door behind him. After watching his brother go, the other salamander crouched down at Sebaton's eye level.
You seem a little more civilized than your companions, said Zebaton without a trace of belief.
I am not,
the other salamander assured him. His voice was deep, cultured. It shared some commonalities with Leodrak, but possessed the authority of true command.
As you can see, he gestured to his visage. I am a monster, much worse than Leodrak. He is more temperate than I.
What about your psyker?
Zebaton nodded to the raven guard, who had folded his arms and taken to watching quietly from a distance. Zebaton still detected some latent psychic activity, like a mental polygraph gauging his every response.
The salamander looked askance at the other legionary. No, his manners are worse than my own. Given his own way, you'd be dribbling the last dregs of your sanity into your lap right about now.
I would prefer to avoid that.
That's up to you. We are now being hunted, just like you are. Our time here is finite before we are discovered. Our enemy scouts have already tripped the first of our alarms. So you can appreciate I would prefer this to be concluded quickly. My name is Artellus Numion, and I lead this group. The lives of the men in it are my responsibility, which is why Leodrak would not have killed you without my say-so. It's also why Hryak hasn't cored out your head like a piece of fruit. I, however, answer to no one in this place, and I will kill you in the next 4 seconds unless you give me a reason not to.
Sebaton's head still hurt from the psychic probe, and between this maniac and the psyker preparing to eviscerate him mentally, he was running short of options.
Just like Nerth all over again.
Stepping out of that airlock, he'd thought that was an end to it, but they brought him back. Again.
To do this? I'm a spy, not an assassin.
And as for the mission, well, that would require something incredibly special. Sebaton knew he really had no choice. Trust this Numion or die here. But then would that really be so bad? Even if he did, would it really be an end to it? He suspected not.
We were excavating. That much is true. We found something. An artifact. It's very old, very powerful, and your enemies want it.
Numion exchanged a glance with the others.
What kind of artifact?
A weapon. Like a spear.
Like a spear?
To call it thusly would be overly prosaic, but it's the closest word I can think of that still accurately describes it. It's smaller, more like a spearhead with a short shaft.
Sebaton indicated the approximate size with his hands.
Why were you looking for it? What is so important about this spear that the word-bearer sent hunters after you to get it?
Sebaton sighed.
May I at least sit down?
Numion backed off and nodded to the chair.
Before I tell you, said Sebaton once he was seated, there is something else you should know first. My name isn't Cairn Sebaton. It's John Grammaticus.